Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
08110.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Lynette Frazier.
Thank you. I have located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
110 Lenape Lane, Pennsauken, New Jersey.
Thank you. All right, I have located this account. Let me read over the notes. I do see there's some notes here. This is for the Pure Mini Pods.
Yes, and I wish I never got.
Well, is any certain reason why? What's going on?
Because I have a team that I already bought, and I thought they were free, and they told me, I talked to them yesterday, why did y'all take the well, I'm paying you, but they still took the money on my account. Mm-hmm. They said I had 7 business days to return them. And I just talked to somebody tomorrow. But the $59 came out of my account anyway.
Okay, so it may not. I do see that you spoke with someone yesterday and you will be sending them back. So it may not have had time to get in the system, the adjustment or the extension. The charge was on the 24th, and that call-in was on the 24th. Were you given all the information to return the products, the earbuds?
Yeah.
All right.
It was the address on 111. So what? I'm returning them, so I got to wait to get my money back.
Well, let me see how I'm able to help you with that. Give me just a second. All right, let's see here.
This is crazy. I would never order another nothing from this company. Never. If it says something free.
Yeah.
That would never, ever.
Now, it is a risk-free trial, but you did have 14 days to
cancel. I don't even pay that no mind. I wish I did, because I would have called it. I never paid that no money.
All right. So other than the unexpected charge, and I see that she's offered you the percentage. Now, I can get you if you haven't shipped them back, I can get you that refund of 35%. You can keep the earbuds, and I'll go ahead and issue that 35% refund today. You see the phone back in. All right, let me take a look at that. I'll give you some numbers. All right. All right, so I can issue $20.99 back. That would leave those earbuds at
$39.95. What? That's it for them things? Them things are even worth $2.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, have you tried them? They do have great sound quality, and they fit snug in your ear.
When I tried it, I couldn't even connect it to my phone. So it's I don't even want them things.
Now, there isn't. Okay.
I tried to connect it one time when I first got it, and I just left it. Never tried it again.
Okay. All right. So and I'm just going over what she may have already taught, or the previous agent, has already spoke with you about. Now, I can offer you a 50% refund. Again, that's you keeping the earbuds, because there's going to be a $9.95 restock fee that will be taken out of those earbuds once they are returned. So it would save you some trouble, save you a little money. I can apply that 50% refund today, and you can keep the earbuds.
What's the 50%?
50%, so that looks like it would be about a $30 refund.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I'll tell you exactly. One second.
This is crazy.
All right, yes, that's $29.98 that I can refund today. I mean, you're going to spend the cost of shipping them back. Then they're taking a $9.95 restock fee. This may be the better deal and save you a little time and stress. That's up to you. I'm not trying to lean you either way, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, you can do that.
All right. We'll go ahead and get that refunded for you. All right, so there's no additional charges. There'll be no attempts to bill. That was an end of trial pricing, but I've issued a refund of $29.95, and you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 days, business days.
That's crazy because they took the $59 out automatically. It should, like, didn't take no time. So you
right.
Three business days just for that little bit of money that I'm getting back.
Well, it really depends. It depends on your bank. However, you know, if they're fast about issuing refunds, so I've issued the refund on my behalf, so it does take your bank a minute to process.
Okay.
It just
okay.
depends on how quickly they move. I have a refund confirmation number for you whenever you're ready.
Hello, I don't even think them things come with a charger. That's another thing about them.
Yeah.
How do they not come with a charger?
I have heard people say that, so I'm not very sure they don't come with a charger. I'm sorry.
So what charger would you use? An Apple cord?
Let me take a look at them real fast. Right. Yes. So you would use the looks like there's an Android charger. Let me see. Okay, it's not showing me the back of the box. I would assume this is an Android.
It's Apple because the way it's underneath.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I do see that it says that these are not your AirPods. These are pure mini pods. Okay, so I would assume, yeah. All right. You can definitely use the Apple charger in there.
Okay, I'll take the confirmation number.
All right. That number is C, F as in Frank, 6B. 7811 2BB.
And how much is supposed to return?
All right, so I've refunded $29.95.
No, this should be the whole thing on these $40. That's crazy.
Yes, I do apologize.
I get my name and account off of this Sharp thing?
I do have the account canceled, and so there should be no further, you know, once I have the account canceled, no one can open it back up to attempt to send you anything. I do see there was one email sent to you recently. It was computer generated, and it was with your refund confirmation, but that should be the end of contact.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.